The Super Bowl, by the way, is Sunday, for those of you not aware. I'm sure Jerry Palm is aware that the Super Bowl is coming up, but others might not be. Others might be too focused in on brackets, because now that the Duke-Carolina game part one is over, most people go, oh, that's right, it's college basketball season. It is the unofficial start to the college basketball season. Jerry Palm, chief bracketologist, CBSSports.com, at JPPalmCBS on Twitter. All right, I'm going to put it to you straight. Why is the ACC getting dissed by everybody? I think you have just three ACC teams in your current. Did you add one? Who did you add?
Virginia.
Oh, you added Virginia?
Yep.
Good on you, mate. I know you had Virginia Tech at the beginning of last week. You had them in, I believe, the first four.
Beginning of last week, right?
Okay.
In and out.
Now, you don't even have them in the first four out. How many Big 12 teams do you have? All of them?
A bunch.
All of them?
42. 42.
All right, so here's my question.
It's nine.
Nine Big 12 teams.
Yep.
BYU's in, right?
Yep.
Iowa State's in, right?
Yeah.
Texas Tech is in, right?
Sure.
So my question is, and this is, I'm not in any way, you know how you and I work, I'm not in any way coming at you, because this is everywhere, all over. Anybody that is doing a bracket has the exact same stuff, basically, within a team or two here and there. So what I'm curious about is the non-conference credentials for those three teams in particular, which are pathetic.
Yeah.
Even compared to... So why do those teams have such high metrics? Is it simply the neighborhood? Like, you could have a trash house in a great neighborhood, and the value of your house goes up. Is that it?
Are you talking about, like, Net and KenPom?
Yeah.
Those metrics?
Yes.
Okay. Those metrics, especially KenPom, are basically all margin of victory. Now, the Net's got a little bit of a one-loss component to it, but... That basically KenPom is trying to predict point spreads.
Those are predictive metrics.
Basically, all you use to do that is point spreads. Now, you can do sophisticated math with point spreads, right? So, but that's what you're trying to do. So, if you look at, say, just you go out and find, you know, the average margin of victory for these teams in Division I games,
right?
And you're going to see a lot of correlation between that and KenPom rankings. Now, it's obviously not going to be equal because, you know, like I said, he's doing sophisticated math to margin of victory. But, you know, that's what he's trying to measure. And, you know, resumes, you know, selection and seeding for the tournament, it's not based on that. They're on the team sheets, but nobody gets in on KenPom or Net alone.
Right.
It's just like with the RPI. It was when, you know, they had the RPI. I mean, if all you got is RPI, you had nothing. So there has to be something to back that up, and, you know, but that's how the KenPom but the Net is used, you know, solely to put teams in quadrants on team sheets.
Right.
And
But it's the quadrants on the team sheets that leads us to the, they are blank and blank. We talked to Gary Parrish, a colleague of yours, about a little bit more than an hour ago. But it's the, because he had mentioned, I guess it's Duke is 5-5 in quadrant one games.
Yeah.
Right. Based on the ACC's soft power numbers, right, in the Net, and they are soft in the Net, even though their non-conference credentials are better than, I mean, I'm not talking about Houston. I think they are. I'm not talking about Houston. I'm not talking about Kansas. I'm not talking about the school at Baylor. The schools that we know are really good at, you know, nationally. But I'm talking about the BYUs, the Iowa States, the Texas Techs, the Oklahomas of the world, which don't have anything in the non-conference, but have great power numbers. They provide quad one opportunities for these teams game in and game out, which it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that we're judging the ACC on quad one or quad two wins when they don't have nearly as many chances because maybe they overscheduled this year and lost some of those games. Whereas,
yeah, well, that's the problem. You know, your non-conference performance is definitely something that carries through, and
right.
you would much rather have teams that win their games than lose them. But you know, the Big 12, the ACC, are they the same size? I think the ACC's got 14.
Right now, it's just at 15. We don't know. It could be 18 next year. It could be 17. It could be 40. We don't know.
In fact, I'm not so sure it's not changing day to day. But so the Big 12 collectively has got 10 quadrant one wins, 10 and 17. And the ACC has got 11 quadrant one wins collectively in non-conference play, but 11 and 25.
True or false? Hats make you go bald. This is actually false. Maybe still skip the fedora, though. Hair loss is a genetic condition that affects 2 out of 3 men by the age of 35. Those aren't great odds. But the good news is that Keeps can help with expert, personalized care and science-backed treatments that are up to 90% effective at reducing hair loss, all without leaving the house, delivered straight to your door. Hair loss stops with Keeps. For a special offer to get started, go to keeps.com/podcast. That's KEEPS.com/podcast.
So it's
their fault for playing too many good games.
Well, it seems that they couldn't beat, I suppose. That's certainly
right. So, but how many
carrying through it hurts everybody, no question.
Right. So, but here's this: like, would the ACC have been better off? Because you get criticized if you do this. We have criticized NC State for doing this, and I'm just bringing them out because it's one of the teams we talk about on a daily basis. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, chief bracketologist, and a man who puts up with me as often as I call him. It's amazing. Like, BYU's best win is San Diego State.
Yeah.
Outside of the league. I'm not talking about anything they've done within Big 12 play.
That's top 25 team. That's a good team.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. That's their best win. What's Texas Tech's best win?
Off the top of my head, couldn't tell you.
Right?
But outside the league?
Yeah, not much, right? Iowa State's best win outside the league is Iowa. Outside the top 50, right? Not great. That's Iowa State. Iowa State, by the way, has a head-to-head loss, I believe, to Virginia Tech. So
they may very well.
Right.
Which is probably one of the reasons why Virginia Tech made a appearance in the bracket.
And we hope that Virginia Tech gets back in it. I don't even know if Virginia Tech's all that great. I'm not even saying that they are. All I'm saying is that it has been a narrative, and it's very easy because I know the committee members, we like to say that they're just looking at data, but I don't
believe. Not. I mean, they have a 5-day meeting.
Right.
You know, they watch these teams play. There's a lot of data, but
they
it's
listen.
Still a subjective process guided by the objective data.
Right. They listen to the narrative. Like, I believe that they were swayed in football to vote against Florida. I absolutely believe it.
We're talking about different people and a different situation.
Right.
But yes. I don't know if they were swayed, but that was just egregious. So I'm just looking at Virginia Tech. They've got 5.
Oh, and they've got bad losses, too. They got tons of losses.
And that's the problem. Yeah, they've got 7 quad one losses. You can overcome that, but you can't lose to Miami at home. You know, that's
unless Miami is actually, you know, a bottom of the at-large pool caliber team.
Haven't even been in my pool yet.
Bad example, probably. I've watched them play. I saw them play last week, and I honestly thought I was watching a middle school game. The State-Miami game was one of the worst basketball games I've ever watched. It was an embarrassment.
So part of the problem now that the ACC has, after relatively poor non-conference performance, is that you've got all of these teams looking to resume build, and literally just 3 teams they can do that against.
Right.
You know, Carolina, Duke, and Clemson. Those are the 3 teams that you can beat that's going to get the committee's attention now that you're in conference play, because non-conference play did not go well. And whether it was, you know, over-scheduling or whatever, my scheduling advice to coaches, conferences, whatever, is always the same thing. Schedule the best teams you can beat. But if that means the knowledge of your own team, you know, a knowledge of the teams you're scheduling. It's easier to do it in basketball than it is in football, because it doesn't matter as much as football, hardly at all. But but in basketball, you know, you try and schedule the best teams you can beat, you know, but that's as much art as it is science. But, you know, that this year, you know, Virginia Tech, I mean, NC State, some of these teams either overscheduled or had other problems that made it so that they were not up to enough of their non-conference schedule to put them really in contention for spots in the field. And it's going to be a down year for the ACC, probably historically down. It's a down year in the Big Ten, too. I mean, outside Purdue, Illinois, and Wisconsin, there's not much there. Michigan State got off to a horrible start.
Yeah.
Now I've got Nebraska, Northwestern, and Michigan State in the bracket, but that's more
Nebraska.
Of
Nebraska.
You know, it's a 68-team field. You got to put somebody in.
It's going to get bigger, Jerry.
You know what? You're doing, and it's still 6 weeks almost to Selection Sunday. And brackets at this time of year, there's a lot of that kind of thing going on.
I'm with you.
They need 68 teams. Yeah, they talk about expansion, and I'm like, we need to take 14 out.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? As gambling is available here starting March 11th, what are the odds of four teams coming out of the field as opposed to 12 to 20 going in?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So,
yeah,
I appreciate you you letting me bounce stuff off you because we're
glad to talk to you, Adam.
It's this time of the year. Jerry Palm, Chief Bracketologist, CBSSports.com, at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. Thank you very much. Hey, your Boilermakers are pretty good. I know that.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily watch them, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, it's fun to have a team that, you know, it's got a legitimate chance to win a national championship or stick another dagger through my heart.
Or anything is possible, right, with Purdue?
Yeah. I mean, I've got, you know, one day I'm going to write a book about, you know, all the crap that happens to Purdue in the NCAA tournament, and some of it, of course, self-inflicted crap, but still crap.
You're a gentleman.
Anyways.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
That's Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com.